Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on the show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and we are right on the end of season 2, episode 90. I honor you for staying with me through this incredible journey of season 2. We made it through a whole nother year of podcast. Not only that, but the global pandemic. So just go ahead and can everybody just put your hand on your heart? I mean this, really. Don't take your hands off the steering wheel. However, put your hand on your heart and say, thank you, vessel. Thank you, body. Thank you, flesh and bones. You have helped me to make it through 100% of my most difficult days. Let's just honor your body for a second. Okay, now we can let that go. But take moments throughout the day to celebrate. What does the end of a season mean? You know, when we come to the end of a season, what it allows me to do is 6 weeks, 8 weeks to regroup, book a bunch of experts for the podcast and just record like a madman and just go ahead and load episodes into the tank so they're all ready to go. Another thing this means for you, as we move into season 3, the Beautifully Broken Podcast is now on the site called Buy Me a Coffee, and that is just spelled out buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo, FreddieSetGo. And on Buy Me a Coffee, you can become part of our membership team. Membership means podcasts without commercials. It means bonus episodes. It means direct access to the guests and webinars. We're going to do webinars on red light, structured water, hyperbaric chambers. We've got some great webinars. We're going to do 12 over the next year. And food recipes. And so many, so many extras. The membership is a great way to support the show and get additional content to, you know, it's accountability, really. It's an accountability where you don't just listen to the show, but you actually start to apply some of these things that we talk about every week. And it can be a really, really easy barrier to entry. How do I get in? How do I get started? So that's a new thing. The other thing that I want to talk about today specifically is about, we talk a lot about things and technology and what we can do to upgrade the bioterrain, the energetic field, our gut microbiome. How good is the quality of the stomach acid that I'm creating based on the minerals that I have in my body to buffer? Well, all of it can be broken down into these filters. And how do I choose to move forward on something is actually what I'm going to talk about today. So if this is somebody's first podcast. My name is Freddie and I do this podcast. I talk a lot about technology to upgrade our biology, supplements, different modalities, things we can do that are on the fringe outside of the box to support wellness. And in 2001, I was diagnosed with metastatic cancer. We had some Lyme disease in there, some chronic mold, and I spent about $300,000 trying to get myself well. I have this incredible list of things that I tried, including ozone therapy, photobiomodulation, saunas, coffee enemas, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, cryo chambers, ice baths, cupping, stem cell ingestions, HRV therapy, PRP therapy, truckloads of supplements, prolozone injections, neural therapy, Egoscue movement techniques, auto urine therapy. I'm going to stop there at the auto urine therapy. I've literally got about a list about, it's like 100 different things. And I tried all these things and some made a huge difference. Some made a huge dent in my bank account. And like I said, from my estimations on annual deductions, that's right, a lot of these things I did deduct probably illegally on my taxes. I have a conservative figure of about $300,000. But the important part is, if you're listening to this, it's actually my birthday. Go ahead, sing. Let's pause. Let's sing happy birthday. It's actually my birthday. I'm cancer-free on my birthday. I'm virtually pain-free. I sit here right now pain-free. I haven't had a surgery in 5 years, which before that there were five. I have the energy to start the day, abundant energy. I have biomarkers and brainwaves of a 29-year-old. I can eat the foods I want. I don't spend days on the couch. I'm inspired. I'm full of a zest for life. I have eliminated mold from my system and heavy metal toxicity. My white blood cell count's normal. I have a balanced CBD profile. I'm happy. I'm inspired. To be clear, I've not reached a plateau of health. I actually personally don't believe in this spot of wellness that you just sit in. Wellness, I believe, is a state that we gain access to and we move away from with the passing of time. However, after 20 years of chronic illness, I am near a target of vitality and I've been holding a really powerful state. So that's a big win for me. And because I know it's possible for myself and I've educated others to do it in their bodies and repeated this formula, I feel like this is what I'm here to do. I'm kind of here to be a lighthouse for others seeking wellness and knowing that there's a better way. So as I mentioned, I've tried lots of things. Some that moved me forward generally had to do with energy and light and frequency, hydration, spirituality. And I'm aware of how much information is out there about this transformational technologies, functional medicine modalities, and the supplement market. Sometimes when I look at the sheer number of wellness products out there, I feel like we're drowning in information, but we are so thirsty for knowledge. And this is sort of what I bring to the table, right? I bring a knowledge and practice. I've walked it. I've done it. I've taught it. I help educate people on it. So again, I'm always trying to wonder, I want to make the most out of this 20 minutes, half hour, 60 minutes that we spend together. You know, today it's going to be short, but that's why I do the podcast. That's why I write articles. That's why I speak at live events. That's why I coach. I also have to say this as a disclaimer, I am humbled by my recovery. And I understand that even with incredible biohacking, I am incredibly lucky. I find the odds of still being here can only be supported by angels, divine intervention, and the magic you find at a crap table on a late night in Vegas, which has actually happened to me with a gentleman named Chris Bach. We both won like $1,200. It was awesome. And one thing that I want to do, I want to bring into the physical, is a guide for technology, supplements, education, at-home diagnostic testing that I found helpful in recalibrating my bioterrain. The internal fish tank, if you will. We think about that perfect fish tank with clean water and no mold and no fungus. I want to bring that into the physical. So I have these guides, right? These guiding principles, these questions that I ask. I'm going to walk through a few of these, but what I'm doing is I am putting this into a guide, and this is going to be available on Freddie Set Go. You can download, I'm going to call it the Beautifully Broken Buyer's Guide. So we're going to do a little teaser. So I look at quality, right? I want my investment to last. So questions to ask. When you're buying something to upgrade your wellness, a wellness tool, what's the warranty like? What is the average cost of repairs that may occur in the next 3 to 5 years? Where was the system built? Can the company speak to the parts and where they were sourced from? Do they recycle? Is there some sort of a green earth initiative to recycle? I mean, that's important. Another thing I look for is community and support. Technology and supplements have no spirit. From my experience, it's the company behind them. Chronic illness, sickness in general, is very isolating. The last thing you want to do is try to figure it out on your own, using directions, especially when you're in a state of low energy, fatigue, brain fog. So, can I access support and what does that look like? Will I have the opportunity to connect with another human being? Or is this going to be a chat feature on a computer? What are support hours? How long should I expect to wait for a reply? I think expectations are key here because you know what your health is like. You know what your energy is like. You know your rules of engagement. You know, are there monthly support calls on Zoom, community building, platforms for other people to use the technology? This can be an incredible feature built into a platform. And you might benefit from somebody else's story or simply being inspired to keep going. Again, chronic illness can leave you feeling like you are in the dark. So finding a company that builds community can really serve as a light. Another thing that I look to look at with wellness is it a static technology or can I upgrade? So the common challenge with technology is that it involves evolution. We buy with very, very serious FOMO, fear of missing out on the next evolution of the product. So you may ask if you'll be able to trade in your model for future versions, possibly at a discounted price. So if 2020 has taught us anything, it's that the world is in a constant state of change. Your needs will evolve and shift as the world presents new challenges. For this reason, just like Shark Tank, for this reason, I resonate with technology which combines software and an expanding library of programs. So think about a Netflix subscription, but with wellness programs. I like to have the option to download expanded software with technology like light, frequency delivery, magnetic therapy, all those things. We can have the option of software. So the turn off, turn on option is okay, but the human body isn't always in a state of change. Energetically, we're in a state of change. Something to think about. So here's a big one for me. Is it a treatment? Huh? Let's unpack that for a second. Let's wax intellectual. So I attempt to assess if a new biohacking tool is dealing with the root cause of dysfunction, or is it going to manage my symptoms? And how is it doing that? This is going to be an individual exercise in its nature. I like to think of the body struggling with a chronic issue similar to a tire with a nail in it. We have a couple truths here. It's leaking air, and you've got to pull out the nail, and you've got to patch the hole before adding air back into the system. In my humble opinion, there's a lot of wellness tools out there that are just adding air to the leaky tire. There are very few that pull out the nail and patch. So this is complicated because each intervention is going to depend on what you're using the technology for. I have examples for you. Freddie, can you get specific? Hyperbaric oxygen chambers, amazing. I think they're incredible for traumatic brain injury. You can dramatically oxygenate the tissue and even help the immune system. The science is there in a very strong way to support this. You can go ahead and look on PubMed. It's actually study 2472667A is the key number, and you'll see some great data on there. However, if somebody's going to sell you 20 sessions for a few thousand dollars, because price does vary, for chronic Lyme disease and promise a full recovery, in my experience, the results can be very limited. So you didn't teach the body how to breathe or to supply oxygen to its extremities. Quite possibly, you've paid a bunch of money and the results don't last. So now you're out a large investment and you've got nothing to show for it. This typical frustration experience can leave HBO, hyperbaric oxygen, in a pile of technology labeled, that didn't work for me. The reality is it probably did work, but you've added air to a leaky tire. The air filled the deflated tire for a time, but how you perceive the benefits was limited. You're not broken, and it's not a failure of the science of hyperbaric oxygen. In my experience, you simply got the order of operations wrong. Also, this could present as a very expensive mistake. On your wellness journey, let's say this came at step 48 out of 50. At this time, you have an emotional charge with the risk involved with wasting that money. Again, I just want to write this so you have perspective and we can build a better plan. Another example is vitamin IVs. They're incredible to deliver nutrition directly into the bloodstream. I've seen them work for people and I've seen them underperform. My challenge with this intervention is that you've done nothing to work on the root cause. So my questions for you are, why are you not digesting nutrients and minerals through the gut wall? And how much are you willing to spend to see results? So from my personal experience, I've been sitting next to people in these infusion clinics, And I start the conversation this way. So how long have you been doing this? How much has it helped you? The response has been 6 months to a year of multiple infusions of Myers cocktails. This is a popular mixture of vitamin C, minerals, nutrients, and other antioxidants at $275 to $400 or more a pop. That's in a clinic in New York City. And the person still looks like death warmed over. I feel, and this is the feeling, if money is an unlimited resource for you, it's definitively giving you the raw materials and building blocks to help your body achieve balance. However, if finances play a role in your decision-making process, consider the math and see if it's worth the investment for you. In my experience, watching lots of football, Buffalo Bills fan, oh my goodness, we made it to almost the Super Bowl. Tracking back, I watch a lot of football. And Hail Mary passes work, right? End of the game, they're down by six, they throw it 55 yards to the end zone. However, they have a really low percentage of completion. So I don't want to work my game plan that way. So family, friends, and personally, I've had this experience with stem cells, PRP therapy, intravenous ozone, other fringe treatments. The things that didn't work doesn't mean they don't have value or they're not amazing. The reality is they all did something. I did the research before each purchase and I was convinced it was the thing that was going to bring me from shitty to amazing. However, I've come to view health as a big game of chess. There are so many pieces on the board. You're going to need to move them around and around to take the queen. I think that's the move that wins chess. Wellness is the long game. It's not a sprint to the finish. The I'm going to get there quick, I don't see that play out. Another question I ask is, and I'll just do a couple more of these because I don't want to keep everybody all day. Does it bring me closer to nature? Yeah, this is a big one for me. It's my belief that 21st century illness is rooted in lifestyle choices. We were meant to eat, sleep, and play. Instead, we work, stress, and fight. We should be naked outdoors, full body sun exposure, drinking mountain spring water, free from chemicals, and eating whole foods without preservatives. We should experience small bouts of stress and move heavy things to grow our potential strength and resiliency. Instead, we're driven to produce things and work towards levels of achievement. I, Freddie Kimmel, am so guilty of this. It's a driver of happiness for me, achievement, right? It's easy to get addicted to. We work 80-hour weeks to pay mortgages, leverage car payments, and manage credit card debt. We eat antacids after meals to calm our digestion and keep Pepto Bismol in the glove compartments of our cars. I'm going to take a step back. Let me digress. So what are you missing from nature? Clean water? Magnetic fields from the core of the earth? Full light spectrum from the sun, and induce sweat to unburden the body from chemicals? Do you see where I'm headed with this? If we take a hard look at early civilization, societies that were free from chronic illness, tooth decay, and most forms of cancer through bone records, we can recreate a modern-day sanctuary that complements the body's natural design. There's a design there. You can build this in your home. And then, of course, I've got to ask the who. In addition to examining the intervention, right, I think we also need to evaluate the person or the container we're addressing. Simply put, the who. What are your goals? What's important to you? Are you trying to achieve a high-performance lifestyle, or are you recovering from a chronic illness? Is the root of your greatest concern emotional or structural? What are you willing to invest to change or shift the thing? How did you come up with this monetary value? How are you planning to make this fit in your financial budget for your wellness? Do you have a budget? Do you have a plan, or is this an intervention that's just pitching a softball to the universe with a prayer that you hit a home run? So these are some of the things that I ask. And of course, there's other filters we can put the evaluation of technology to, but in the end of the day, you know, trust your heart and you listen to your body. From my experience, there's no one size fits all with health. The educational aspect of building a better body, a better mind, a better sense of purpose is formed on continued education and the principle that there is always more to learn. From my experience, the pain, the illness, disease, that can be life's greatest teacher. I wouldn't be the human I was today without cancer or chronic illness. Never, never would have happened. Not in a million years. And sometimes I feel like this 100-year-old man with perspective that could only be gained through this brush with death. I guess my point is, while we can use technology and smart choices around nutrition to upgrade our energy, don't bypass the spiritual lesson where your illness has taken you. What has it offered you? In my experience, the lesson just keeps coming up again and again and again. If this sounds familiar, it's time to examine what you're doing. We've got to ask different questions if we want a different result. And that's been my big takeaway, especially in 2020, being able to pause. And, you know, I wrote this birthday post today about the stillness of the year, allowing my trauma to catch up with me and move through my body. And looking back with my hindsight, some of the things that I walked into, some of the operating rooms with no tears, no pause, was complete ignorance. And in the stillness of this pandemic, I've had a chance to think about it. And it's scary. It's dark. Full body tremors, shakes, panic attacks taking me to the floor at times. You know, I had a really, really, two or three really hard months in the middle of the summer. And I feel good now. I feel like I landed. I feel like I grounded back in my body. And I feel like, you know, all the stuff that I live and talk about and work with, I can see where it's been effective. I can see where things have failed. I take full ownership for anything that I, quote unquote, didn't work. Now, do I think there's technology and systems out there that are overclaimed and don't hold the value to what they're charging? Yes. Yes. But I want to talk about what has worked. So that's going to be the Beautifully Broken Buyer's Guide. My stretch goal, because, you know, I'm a perfectionist, is that I want to have this up and available for download the Monday that this is, we're ready to rock on the podcast. So that'll be on freddysitko.com. And this will also be available at Buy Me a Coffee. You can donate $3 if you want to get the buyer's guide. Members get it for free. So be a member. You know, join me. We'll be connecting monthly on Zoom. So yeah, the podcast is great, but I'd love to see your face. Nothing lights me up more than working with human beings, engaging with human beings, much as I like recording in a one-bedroom apartment all by myself in the middle of Buffalo, because I am a traveling nomad. One of my friends said the other day, we were chatting, you have like a traveling podcast. And I laugh because if you looked at my Instagram, yeah, you know, I'm in New York City, I'm in Arizona, I'm in Redding, Connecticut, I'm in Buffalo, and I do, I'm down to a Jeep and I'm down to a bunch of red lights and amp coils and ionic foot baths and lasers and all this good stuff. And I got my podcast recording equipment and I've got a snowboard and I've got some cooking supplies, but that's it. I'm pretty geared down and I'm ready to rock and roll. So it's funny how someone can draw something from social media, which now reflecting, I was like, oh, I guess that's true. I would never have explained myself that way, but that's true. So the honor is mine. I applaud you for listening and thank you for being with me through season two. Whoever listens to this podcast, I hope you can see lock into my eyes. If you don't know what my face looks like, go to the website, go to my social media, Freddy Sitko, and just kind of lock in for a second and know I am giving you a heartfelt thank you for taking the time to listen, leaving reviews, engaging with me on social media. It means the freaking world to me. And I would like to lift people up. I would like that. It's fun. It's fun to help other human beings. And we need it now more than ever. So the light inside me vows the light inside you. Namaste. Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast and here we are at season two. I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. So one way to support the podcast is to head over to FreddySetGo.com and check out Freddy's Faves, where I've linked every five-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link or using the discount code. Please know they don't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations. So check out Freddy's Faves on FreddySetGo.com. My heart honestly thanks you for tuning in. And if you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a five-star review. It gives us the virtual thumbs up that we're doing things right. If you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at FreddySetGo or FreddySetGo.com through email. Now, this is a message from my vast legal team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your physician for any medical issues that you might be having. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you.